Hey y'all, this is Jessie Tetra J and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing? Are y'all out there shining on them? Cause they hate it, baby, living your best life. Doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, I have missed my babies. Now listen, I do know that you guys are out there being thorough and wise though. And why do I tell you that I know that you guys are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby? Huh? First of all, because God made you that way. Yes, shout out to you, God. Woo, he made us all thorough and wise. Now, the second reason why I tell y'all that I know that you were out there being so thorough and so wise, baby, is because, you know, y'all out here listening to me, and you gots to be thorough, and you gots to be wise if you are out here listening to me, baby, because this is just a touch of J, okay? Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. Unless, of course, you know, you a hater. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on. Say it with me. Just say it with me. You ready on three? One, two, three. Hi, haters. Cause y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. So listen, so if you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of Jay experience, and you like, wait a minute, hold on, what's going on? What's up with this girl, Jay, and why is she giving a shout out to her haters? Now listen, let me explain something to you. Okay, when you out here in this world, shining bright like a diamond, yes, woo, shining bright like a diamond, you know, like Rihanna. Shout out to you, Rihanna girl, if you listening, because you never know who's listening to you. But when you out here doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do, letting that little light on the inside of you shine bright, sometimes the haters come around, okay? And when they come around, they're like, hold on. He over there shine on. She over there shine on. What's going on? Hold on. Somebody putting it out there in pieces for them. What is going on? You know, they get intrigued. And they come over and they start peeking, you know, around the corner, trying to see what you got going on, all up in your stories, your business, everything you got going on. And, you know, because God is putting you out there in pieces for them, and they wind up getting blessed by the message, okay? Whatever message God is using, to bait them in so they can get that work too, okay? So this is Just a Touch of Jay. I'm here to tell y'all, always say hi to your haters, all right? Because they need that work too. So that's why. So anyway, moving on over to the left, to the left, to the left. Mama got to drop a dime on y'all. I got to talk to y'all about something soon. Listen, I know I always do this whole spiel about this whole thing, so I'm going to just go through it real quick. Have y'all been going over to My Name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? Damn, I've been dropping a dime on you over there. So make sure you go over there and check it out if you're on social media. Because I know a lot of y'all ain't on social media. But if you are, this is what you could do. Google Just a Touch of J. Got 4 Instagrams. 5 Facebooks. All the stuff that you need, mobile app, everything, Twitter, Tumblr, you know, check it out. I'm putting it out there in pieces for y'all, okay? Got some good recipes that just came out, that sauce I've been promising y'all, the secret barbecue sauce, child. Going to seafood and the veggies, and it's salad dressing too. Oh my gosh, and I put it on rice cake, child, with some onion. Wait till I get y'all that recipe. Y'all gonna be so turned out, but anyway, listen. This is Just a Touch of J. Check out them pieces, and shout out to everybody that's out in my stories. I love y'all. Y'all really be in my stories, y'all, with them blue checks. Everybody be in my stories. Like, my stories be popping. So thank y'all. And thank you for following me on Beat Break Radio. And the Jabberwockies. Yeah, the dance group. Yo, y'all thorough and wise. Thank you so much for showing the love. I put a little video out there. You know it, to the Teyana Taylor Song of the Week. That's going to be coming up on Friday. Make sure y'all check that out. All right. Now, listen. This is Just a Touch of J. Mama got to drop a dime on you. I think that's all I had to say. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, listen. Check out everything I got going on. Read the descriptions. Let me give y'all this work. And if it sounds like I'm out of breath, it's because I am. My allergies are horrible. I explained that to y'all the last time. So just work with me, okay? That's why I've been coming to y'all so frequently, because, you know, I got this asthma and stuff, and I got to breathe. So keep me in prayer. So here we go. So look, I'm out 6 a.m. doing what it is that I do, right? Doing my 4 miles. So God dropped the dime on me. Oh my gosh. I'm out there doing what it is that I do. And then all of a sudden, I hear in my head, radical expectations. And I'm like, I know that's my girl Sarah Jakes Roberts. That's like one of my good messages. And God said, you know, you need to listen to that. I said, oh no, I need this work. Somebody else out here need this work too. So I'm listening to it. Everything I need, you know, child. Look, I'm out to do what it is that I do and stuff. Tears start falling. I'm like, yes, God, because he was just speaking to me. You know, he was just coming through. I'm like, hey, this is all I needed. So I'm chilling. I get back to the house, you know, doing what it is that I do. And then God started laying on my heart like, I need you to talk to somebody else. Somebody need this work. I said, oh my gosh. I said, okay, I got to cut my hair. It's time for me to record another podcast. So here goes. Any of y'all out there expecting like a radical transformation with somebody, a situation, something you got going on? I don't know what you got going on, but you're expecting some type of radical transformation. Okay, because you have had this radical transformation with inside of you, like inside of you, like God has done something inside of you where now you feel like, you know what, I believe in that. Okay, this is just a touch of that. Y'all ever out there just feeling like, you know what, look, if God did this with me, I know he could do that. Because you know you was not there being that thorough and wise. You know how you used to be, or you know how you are now, but you know God's doing something on the inside of you. You know this radical transformation. So you start believing in stuff that you normally wouldn't believe in. You know, like everybody else give up on stuff and they don't try that hard, but you like, you know what? Look, I know that I could be the CEO of this company that I'm going to start, and it's going to do this and it's going to do that. And everybody looking at you like you crazy. But you look, you like this. Listen, God done did something on the inside of me because you had this experience with him. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like you just got this like radical expectation because you had this radical transformation that took place on the inside of you? Well, I told y'all I was listening to, you know, Sarah Jakes Roberts. Radical expectations, you know, transformations is what she's talking about. Check it out. It's on YouTube. And she's talking about my man, Paul. Chill. How many of y'all know about Paul? Oh, my gosh. Check him out. He all up in the Bible. But Galatians 1:11. Don't quote me on it, but I think that's where she's coming from. So, what happened is that Paul, now Paul, used to be Saul. And let me tell you a little bit of something about Saul. Saul, who is now Paul, was off the hook. Any of y'all out there know about that? Like, can you relate, like, to being off the hook? Like, child, like me. Child, I used to be off the hook, child. I mean, look, so I had a girlfriend, I had a boyfriend. Child, doing all type of trickery, lies and traits and tricks of the trades and scheming and conniving and misusing and abusing. Okay, loving them and leaving them alone and all type of stuff. This is just a touch of that, baby. I don't even know how to put all them pieces out there for you. I have tried, but it's a lot of pieces. But Paul was doing some crazy stuff, you know. Any of y'all out there can relate? Can you relate? Like you was doing some crazy stuff too. Now look, I need you to be honest with yourself. This is an honest podcast. Don't be like, you know, I really wasn't that bad. You know, you was out there, you was doing something. You was out there doing some type of trickery, tricks of the trade. You know, so Paul was doing that. But this is what was happening when he was Saul, because he's Paul now. What he was doing was he was killing Christians. Yeah, child, he was killing them. I'm talking about high on the ranks of killing them. Like, he thought he was doing God, like, you know, they say he thought he was doing God, like, this justice. Because he was like, this Christian belief, you know, they think just too much of themselves. You know, it's fake. So he was like, I got to kill them all. So he out there, choo, 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 killing the Christians. Like he was the man to call, like the hitman. Okay, like he was out, he was taking out their pieces. He wasn't doing none of that. He wasn't letting it happen. He wasn't letting it go down. He had no type of faith, no type of belief, killing Christians. So anyway, you know, Paul. What happens with Paul is, well, Saul, now Paul. What happens with him is that he had this radical transformation that occurred. He was on the road to Damascus. And what happened is that he had an encounter with God. Okay, I'm talking about an encounter in broad daylight. Okay, and it was so bad. It was like a light that hit him. Now, it was light outside. So, you know, it had to be bigger than the sun, strong. It was just this thing, you know, and God had an encounter with him. God spoke to him, which lets you know that, you know, God can speak to you. And he spoke to him and he let him know a few things. And what happened is he became a believer. Any of y'all out there go through anything like that? Like God like came to you and you just like, oh my God. You know, you understand what I'm saying? Do you hear where I'm going at with this? All right, so listen. So he had this experience, this encounter with God, you know, and he's just like changed now. He's like, look, I'm a believer. I don't care what none of y'all say. You know, I know what's going on. I know I used to kill Christians. I know I wasn't no good, but listen, I'm trying to tell you, be real. You know, like kind of how I come to y'all now and I talk to y'all, because y'all know I was out there talking about regular, ain't no regular sex and all type of stuff like last year, and it still ain't nothing like, you know. Know nothing about no record sex, you know, it's a lot going on with that pieces, but you understand what I'm saying? Like God comes to you and like your whole life is changed. All right, so work with me. I'm trying to bring this thing around, right? So I just painted a picture. I told you what was going on with Saul, who was the Christian killer, who now is Paul. He's changed now, okay? Like some of y'all, like me or whatever. And he out there, you know, with the church. And he's telling people all this and all that. And, you know, they don't want to believe him. They got a whole bunch of unnecessary stuff going on. But he believes in them. Because of this experience that he had, this transformation. All right. So I know that some of you guys are out there experiencing it. Because I have. And so has Paul. So what I want to talk to you about is when you are experiencing this and you're believing for things, because you like, look, if God could do this, I know he could do anything. You know, he could fix me, he could clean me up, or whatever it is that you saw him transform. You like, I know it got to be something out there. But now, nobody else wants to believe you or deal with you. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, you going through. Like, you like, you know, I know God done did this with me. You know, let's just say it's, you guys are home now. You got this whole COVID thing going on because you're home, right? And let's just say, you know, your spouse. You know? You've had this whole experience now since the COVID. You like, oh my God, I know who God is or whatever. But your spouse like, I ain't into that. Or, you know, your family now, your kinfolks, the ones you was real close with, your homies, your lovers, you grew up with, they looking at you like you crazy. You know, he loved God a little too much right now. What's going on with him? Because they haven't had the experience. You know, your children, they looking at you funny. Your friends, like, we can't even call him up or her. They acting funny now. You know, they all in the church and God now. They ain't fun no more. You know, they telling you stuff like that. And you're like, what? You know, you think they would be happy for you because you had this experience. But they see something in you that they don't see in themselves. Child, this just touched you. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, okay? Paul was going through that. Some of y'all might be going through that too. And I want to tell you something. Because what happens is, as those things are influences and they start to influence you. Come on now, it's just a touch of J. Somehow, some way, you might start to question yourself. daggone, you know, maybe I'm doing too much. But you just happy because God just changed your life. You know, you like, oh my God. You know, like stuff is adding up. You know, just all type of stuff. You like, jeez. You know, I know he real. But because they don't believe it, now you starting to question certain things. Those are what you call influences. And sometimes they creep in. It can get you really off course. Before you know it, you like, wait a minute, I was on course and now all of a sudden I ain't no more. You don't know what you got going on. You was on fire. You was like, yes. But all these situations started happening. Or let's just say, you know, we got COVID going on. You lost your job. You're no longer working. The unemployment thing didn't stop. You ain't getting that extra $600 no more. It's just a touch there, baby. Okay. You know, y'all have to get that extra money to stop now. You're like, oh my gosh, you know, all type of stuff coming up. You know, you're nervous because the kids got to go back to school. Your faith is being tested. Whew. It's just a touch of jet. Okay? God is allowing certain things to happen. The enemy might be on you. You know, because now you believe in just all type of stuff going on. You know, you're just in this space now. You're like, oh, Paul was going through that. But he had this radical, okay, transformation, which gave him this radical, okay, expectation. Like, I know if God could do this with me, he got to be a good guy. All right, so look. What happens is that sometimes when we got all this stuff going on, we start to doubt ourselves and the people around us, they don't believe, you know. You're too much for them and you feel like you're all by yourself. You don't know what's going on. Here's what I want you to know. I just want you to remember the transformation. Sometimes we start looking at the problem. And we forget what God really did with us. I need you to remember your past. See, that's what Paul did. Paul had to go back to when he was Saul. He had to remember. Wait a minute, you know, I know how I used to be. To understand what was going on now. He had a purpose. See, what God did is he revealed himself to Paul so that he could reveal himself through Paul. Oh, this is just a touch of jet. Oh my gosh. I feel the spirit right now. He had to reveal himself to Saul so he could reveal himself through Paul. You get that? God had revealed himself to me so he could reveal himself through me. Same thing with you. So while you're focusing on the problem, all these problems that are going on, you know, people don't want to be your friends no more. People say you changed. You know, you don't have your job. And all these different oppositions that are coming up. You're focusing on all that stuff. I need you to remember that God had to reveal himself to you first because he needs to reveal some things through you. And if you focus on all these things that are going on, you won't allow that process to happen. The purpose that he revealed himself to you. This is just a touch of J, baby. If you stop because your kin folks don't like it, how can God reveal himself through you? If you focus on him saying that you're too much and I can't deal with you now and all of this, how can God reveal himself through you? If you let depression, anxiety, struggles, dismays get you off course, how can God reveal himself through you? See, sometimes the only way that someone will see God is through you. Many are called, few are chosen. You can't focus on the problem. So this is for anybody that's out there that's going through, you know, God has revealed himself to you. You know, used to be a certain type of way and now you're not that way anymore. And everything is up against you because you're not that way anymore. People want you to be how you used to be. No, don't do that. Be how you used to be because it's comfortable for them now. Any of y'all out there going through that? I feel like somebody is out there going through that. Like you're trying to live your life right. But everything that you're trying to do that's right, it's just coming up wrong. You're getting discouraged. You got so much stuff going on. You're getting discouraged because you're focusing on all the things. I need you to remember that God had to reveal himself to you so that he could reveal himself through you. And sometimes people need to just see that so that he can reveal himself to them so he can reveal himself through them. All right? So if you're going through that and you're struggling, I don't know who that's for. I don't know who that's for. I have no idea who this is for. Okay? But you, like I said, used to be a certain type of way. And now you ain't that way no more. And God will place you in a situation. Thank you, Jesus. He will put you in that situation for a reason. And sometimes we focus on the situation and everything that's going on instead of why he put us in the situation for a reason. He chose you to be in that situation. And if you focus on everything that's going on, how can he reveal himself through you? Focus on how he revealed himself to you and how you used to be. So that way you can go ahead and allow what's going on to happen. You got to let it happen, Captain. That's how it works. So don't quit if you're getting ready to give up. Don't stop believing because God wants you to believe. That's why he revealed himself to you. Okay? Many are called. Like I said, few were chosen. And Paul knows that. He knew that. He used to kill the Christians, remember? I'm talking about high ranks. And then he started telling everybody about how he was one. So, if you're experiencing anything like that, on today, I need you to keep on pressing forward. Don't quit. Don't give up. You don't got to be all preachy and, you know, oh my God, you know, come to God and all that. You got to do all that. Okay. God know what he's doing. He chose you for a reason. But I'm just saying, just don't let what's going on around you hinder, you know, you. Because they're influencers. Influencing all these things. Having you look at all these situations that you shouldn't be looking at. Don't let that change your path. You got to stay on course. Because God put you in this situation for a reason. Because let me tell you real quick before I go. What happens is when you don't stay on course. And you let the influencers creep in. Depression starts. Suicidal thoughts will start. You give up on yourself. Because you're like, how can I be one way and God reveal this to me? And I know it's real. And I know it's right. And nobody else sees it. Because many are called and few are chosen. Sometimes they're not supposed to see it that way. They're supposed to see it through you. Like with Paul. Okay? So look, this is just a touch of J, baby. I don't know. I just had to put that out there in pieces for you. Some type of way. You out there going through it. And don't focus on that stuff, man. That stuff gonna come. It's gonna come. Just look forward. Just remember your past. Remember where God brought you from. When you want to give up and don't want to believe no more and switch your faith and all that because of what's going on around you. No, you know what God has done in your life. You know how he changed you, picked you up, turned you around, placed your feet on solid ground. That's what the song say. You know what he did. You got to stay firm on that. You know, don't quit on your expectations. Don't. If he could do it in you, he could do it through you. He could do it in any situation with anybody. All right? All things are possible to those that believe. So check your belief system. Stay strong. And this is just a touch of J, baby. Again, I just had to put that out there in pieces for you. All right? So look, how you want me to end this? You know? Because I got to skate on over to the left, and do what it is that I do, that I do, that I do. How you want me to end this, huh? Y'all want me to do my Janet Jackson Berry White voice? Huh? How y'all want me to do it? Like this? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this, baby? This is just a touch of J. Y'all know I just be trying to put it out there in pieces for you. Okay, that's it. That's it. So thanks for giving me all that love, child. Y'all got my numbers up for that last one I did on relationships. And y'all been flooding in with these calls. I knew y'all was going to do that. I said, you know what? They're going to go crazy about this whole relationship one. Because y'all know when I get to the Love Doctor series about these fake relationships and I start talking to y'all about that stuff, y'all go crazy. And you know what? Shout out to everybody that's hit me up as far as the self-love campaign. That's getting ready to start, child. Okay? That's going to be something real nice this year. Third annual Just a Touch of J self-love campaign. We'll be giving love to ourselves every day. Learning how to love who we are. Yeah, that's coming up August the 1st. So pay attention to that. All right? We're going to do some good stuff for the community and all that. Got a lot of lovely things coming up. That's it. So what do I tell y'all? First thing I tell y'all when I'm ending this. Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Don't. Okay? I'm tired of this. Stop doing it. Please. And that has to do with... I swear, every podcast got something to do with this. That has to do with what I just talked to y'all about. Yes. You know, people sometimes and influences and things creep in that make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise when you know you thorough and wise. And you start messing up and all this other type of stuff. No, don't do that. No, no, no. Don't. Okay? Keep up the good fight of faith. If God did a nice transformation up inside of you, don't you fall prey to whatever you got going on and let your expectations go out the window. Keep on doing what it is that you do, baby. Okay? Now, the second thing that I tell y'all is, shine on them, cause they hate it, baby. Yes. Shine bright like a diamond. Let that little light on the inside of you shine out. Just like Paul. Okay, he had that whole experience with God. He was like, look, I used to kill Christians, but right now I need to try to save them. I want myself. Let it come out, you know? Spread God's love, regardless if they like it or not. All right, shoot. You know what God done did for you. Well, right now, don't be trying to shortchange God because somebody don't like it. That's on them because they can't see that light on the inside of you shining. You need to pray for them. That's what you need to do. All right? This is just such a day. I had to put that out there in pieces for you. And the last thing that I tell y'all is spread love, man. Because it's the Brooklyn way. And this is just a touch of J, baby. Oh, my gosh. I swear when I come to your house, I'm trying to put out there pieces for you. That's it. I'm trying to do nothing else but that. All of my pieces. Like my latest video that I just dropped for y'all with the Jabberwockies. Make sure y'all check that out on My Name is RONI76 on Instagram. It's everywhere, child. And put it all out there in pieces on Twitter, everywhere. You know, just check it out. Okay? It's dope. All my pieces. That's all I'm trying to do. Okay? That's all that Paul was trying to do when he had that encounter. Okay? And the people at the church, they weren't trying to hear it. People out in the world, they weren't trying to hear it. They're like, hold on. Who are you? You used to kill the Christians. Now it's that you want us to believe that you are one? Huh. You got to go back to the past. The past that they're trying to remind you of. You got to go back there and take yourself back there sometimes too. You got to remember, listen, if this is what God did and he chose me to go ahead and put it out there in pieces for him, You can't lose your faith. You can't focus on the problems. You just got to continue to do what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. All right. Now, look, I'm up out of here. Please pray for me because I could barely breathe today, child. Keep mama in prayer. I love y'all. I love my baby. Shout out to everybody out in Zimbabwe, too. I always say that because, yo, they are real thorough and wise. And Madagascar and all these places that you think people don't listen to, they be rocking with your girl. You're like Justin Such and Jay. Oh my gosh, I love my babies. Thank you so much. I love all of y'all. Alright, now look. I'm out of here. I'll be back. And I got something else to say. Alright. Bye-bye.